Stelling Poll, guitar legend Clapton describes his battles with COVID tyranny. By James Stelling Poll on May 19, 2021. Eric Clapton has spoken out about his bad experiences with the Oz vaccine, his despair with Britain's leadership, and his personal rebellion against tyranny and arrogant authority. The rock guitarist made his views known in a message to the Telegram group of campaigner Robin Minotti Graza Day, which has been authenticated by Rolling Stone. Clapton talks about the scientists he has admired during the coronavirus crisis, Carl Hinnegan, Sunetra Gupta and Jay Bhattacharya, about the few British politicians who have acquitted themselves well, Sir Charles Walker MP, Sir Desmond Swain MP, as well as senior lawyer Lord Sumption. He talks about his musical collaboration with fellow COVID skeptic Van Morrison, and about the contempt and scorn he got for doing so. And he describes how he believes his reaction to his second Oz jab affected him so badly. My hands and feet were either frozen, numb or burning, and pretty much useless for 2 weeks, that he feared he would never play again. Here is the message in full. I am an old-timer, I have survived, with great help, addiction and alcoholism, and stand now in the greatest dilemma of my life. I have inwardly stood against our elected leaders since Brexit, intuitively doubting their integrity and character. With the arrival of C-19 I hoped that C. Hannigan, S. Gupta and J.B. would lead the way, but when Imperial College stepped up with their jailer's key, I knew we were in deep trouble. I am a man of faith, albeit abstract, and what I felt and saw unfold in March 20 began to lead me away from government rhetoric and the devotion of the general public to the PM and his cronies. I looked for heroes in the House, and found C. Walker, Desmond Swain, and in unfortunate retirement, Lord Sumption. On YouTube I found Hugo Talks and Talk Radio. That was all. Then I was directed to Van M., that's when I found my voice, and even though I was singing his words, they echoed in my heart. I recorded Stand and Deliver in 2020, and was immediately regaled with contempt and scorn. In February this year, before I learned about the nature of the vaccines, and being 76 with emphysema, I was in the avant-garde. I took the first jab of Oz and straight away had severe reactions which lasted 10 days. I recovered eventually and was told it would be 12 weeks before the second one. About 6 weeks later I was offered and took the second Oz shot, but with a little more knowledge of the dangers. Needless to say the reactions were disastrous. My hands and feet were either frozen, numb or burning, and pretty much useless for 2 weeks. I feared I would never play again. I suffer with peripheral neuropathy and should never have gone near the needle. But the propaganda said the vaccine was safe for everyone. Then I met a member of this group, who counseled me to be careful and to have a look at what goes on with you guys. I felt like a veil had been lifted, that I was no longer alone. That it was okay, in fact essential, to hold on to my intuition and follow my heart. I continued to tread the path of passive rebellion and try to toe the line in order to be able to actively love my family, but it's hard to bite my tongue with what I now know. I've recorded and will post here another song by Van called The Rebels that's not aggressive or provocative, it just asks. Where have all the rebels gone? Hiding behind their computer screens. Where's the spirit, where is the soul? Where have all the rebels gone? I've been a rebel all my life, against tyranny and arrogant authority, which is what we have now, but I also crave fellowship, compassion and love, and that I find here. I believe with these things we can prevail. EC. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.